brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, another hour of worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. We've got Bob Fletcher, amazing individual, coming up, and we'll take more calls this hour. I'm sorry I haven't gotten to a bunch of them yet. Alicia in New York, side of some of the worst flooding and disaster and deaths. Alicia, thank you for holding. Good to have you here with us. Give us your take on the storm.
Hi, Alex. I think it depends on where you are, definitely, like where the other caller was from in the Rockaways and Kami Islands. There definitely was a lot of damage and flooding. I know Lower Manhattan definitely flooded and the water receded, but, you know, the stock exchange is closed the past 2 days. World Financial Center is closed. The World Trade Center construction site was flooded a bit. So, where I personally live, there was no power outage, but I've been in contact with people out in New Jersey and other parts of Queens where there were, like, transformers exploding and fires and power outages. So it definitely depends on where you are.
So do you think the media has overhyped it, or do you think underhyped it? What's your take?
I think a little bit of overhype, and I think that that has a bad effect because then New Yorkers tend to always want to just sort of, like, brush things off their shoulders and say, oh, you know, this is fine, it wasn't so bad. And I think after Irene, people still didn't prepare much, so there was a lot of scrambling this time around. And I think probably the majority of people were okay, and they're still probably not going to prepare, and then, you know, there'll be another event, and people will be scrambling again. So I think overall it probably was a bit of hype, and a lot of people will look at it that way.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's the problem with the continued hyping of disasters. Then when it really happens, people aren't ready because the system's been crying wolf. I mean, I've been like saying, oh, this is nothing, and then it is kind of bad. Well, pretty bad, not as bad as they said it'd be. I mean, it's just hard to gauge all this stuff. And instead, we're being killed by the incremental loss of liberty and freedom and everything. Thank you so much, Alicia, and stay in contact with us. Otter in Massachusetts. Otter, thanks for holding. What's on your mind about the storm?
How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
All right. And you. Thank you. That's as far as the storm goes. Very incredible. I'm hoping you'll bring back Dr. Nick again soon. Very,
yes,
great.
Amazing.
There. So I think one of the things people are missing on the storm is that we've got this combination of full moon and high tides, which the tidal surge is then brought on shore. And that's what the flooding's coming from. And a lot of people that aren't getting the news out there, and people like myself out here at Cape Cod and the islands, we didn't get a ton of rain. Registered 50 to 65 mile an hour winds today. They're saying they did hit 95. There were some trees down, but it was nothing like the instances of Bob or the perfect storm. And
sure. So the good news is it's gotten on shore. Flooding's still a problem. The winds are slowing down. It's losing power. Hopefully this thing will peter out.
Right, losing power. That's one of the key elements. Now, that brings us around to two things that I'd love to hit on. I don't know if I can get to both today.
Go ahead.
But transhumanism is one of them. The real thing is the continuation of the storm thought, and that is that the electric issues are still cycling. We just got internet back at this house, my host's house here. It had gone out. I got one post into Planet InfoWars last night before it just everything went down. The power has been the same way, coming, going. But that's from trees going down, and it's also from the types of feeds that we get, especially out here on this island 7 miles out in the Atlantic. So that aspect aside, transhumanism.
Bob, stay there. What's going to happen is I'll get Bob Fletcher on, but if you can hold longer, we've introduced Bob and stuff. We'll start taking some calls while Bob's on. He can comment on everything. He's a really interesting fella. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're going to Bob Fletcher, an amazing individual, here in a moment to get his take on weather weapons, this hurricane, the election, and your calls. We're going to get your calls in this hour. There's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to that's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I have mentioned this, but not gotten into it enough. Jesse Ventura broke this news here yesterday. New national anti-TSA campaign, opt-out and film week. That article's up there. And then under that, Time Warner kills TV show critical of TSA. Now, this they were just told this 3 days ago, I learned. I talked to Ventura last Friday for about 30 minutes about a bunch of issues off air, and then I set him up for Monday. And then he just learned it Friday after I had talked to him. Because I consulted in all three seasons and was in, of course, a lot of the episodes. They took the TV show away. They normally air them about a month after they're done. They aired them about 11 months after they're done. They started airing November 7th. And they killed the TSA episode that was, like the first two seasons, really hardcore issues. They cover a lot more out there stuff. This series. That's the only reason, you know, Time Warner allowed to come out. But they ended up still getting credible info in there saying this is real, this isn't. And so they took it away, and they re-edited it, and then they said, by the way, we're not going to air the eighth episode, the big TSA finale, which had top scientists about it causing cancer, the cancer clusters with the TSA people, the public, the admissions, the shirt off making money off of it. I mean, this is something that's important. And just like Amber Lyon, three-time Emmy Award winner at CNN, they were covering up massacres by their allies in Qatar and other areas, and Al-Qaeda being run by our government, and they basically forced her out. I mean, she quit because they wouldn't let her get her reports on it. She found out foreign governments were paying millions to CNN to control production. See, we had Facebook yesterday. One of our big accounts with 320-something thousand people on it that subscribe to it daily. And they said, you're not allowed to say Bin Laden's CIA. We have their notice. We have a copy of it. It's in the article. Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. It's now off the front page. It's in our Twitter thing, Real Alex Jones. Folks, don't just think you're going to keep getting all this. They're spending now over $20 million a year. It was like $10 billion before for anti-gun, anti-family, pro-socialism messages. That's admitted now. Used to, it was classified. The sitcoms, the dramas. It's all anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-freedom. That's why all the shows, dramas, cop shows, sitcoms, all of it, it's all getting money. And what's the message? Anti-freedom, anti-family, anti-sovereignty, that we're criminals if we don't want to vaccinate. This is propaganda. Most people don't even get news from a newspaper or TV news. 23% do that. Get it from newspapers. The rest is watching television being bombarded, and there's like five shows out now where gun owners are terrorists and have to get rounded up and put in camps, and people that like the Founding Fathers are terrorists. And one of the British stars on one of the shows said, people, it was in the Daily Mail 2 weeks ago, see him from the national TV show, I forget the name of it because I don't watch all that idiocy, I just read the boil downs, and they come up and go, you're the terrorist, we're going to beat you up. He plays a right-wing American gun owner. People believe that, folks. They think, a lot of them driving along now go, oh, that's one of the terrorists. There's no real patriot terrorist, but you know the feds occasionally blow something up and blame it on us, like Oklahoma City. But my point is, and Bob Fletcher's exposed that, is don't just think you're always going to hear this or see this. It is a uphill battle victory that we're on over 100 AM and FM affiliates and Global Shortwave and XM Radio and, you know, one of the top-rated news websites in the world. It's because the globalists don't have full control yet. They want their global government. They want full control. There's still pockets of talk radio. There's still things like DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, and WorldNet Daily that they don't control. Okay? And the fact is, people get threatened over covering this. People get all sorts of stuff I won't even get into because I won't advertise fear for the enemy. When we get attacked, we know we're over the target. That's the old saying from World War II. You know you're over the target when you get the heavy anti-aircraft flak. But you've got to understand that you better appreciate right now that there's still some freedom on the web, that there's still some freedom on talk radio. If you hear us on a local AM and FM station, folks, you better appreciate that station manager, owner, program director. You better appreciate the sponsors on that station. Yeah, we get ratings, and that's one reason we're finally breaking through and getting on a lot more stations. But it's still people bucking the system to put us on. Let me tell you something, folks. I mean, it is a miracle we're still on the air and reaching this many people. And it is a testament that there's people awake out there. And it's a testament to people like Ron Paul, Bob Fletcher, G. Edward Griffin, Bob Chapman, countless others over the last 50 years in some cases, Red Beckman, the list goes on and on, Aaron Russo, that have been fighting the globalists. If they got ridiculed, attacked, let me tell you something, 30 years ago, folks, they'd plant pipe bombs on your property if you talked about the New World Order. They'd arrest people. They'd kill people that wrote newsletters about the JFK murder. People used to get thrown in prison and tortured for speaking about this because the globalists didn't have full control then. They're like, we got to keep this down. But they didn't stop it because the patriots were willing to die so that we would have a foundation of what was happening. And now they've been proven right. Bob Fletcher's been attacked. He's been, I mean, we won't have time to tell that whole story today. He told it on a previous episode. But let me tell you, I've been physically attacked. I've had so many dirty tricks, you wouldn't believe it. Death threats on my family, NSA calling up and telling my wife they're listening to her and what she just said to her parents. Same thing to me. My crew has seen me on the phone when this is happening. This is real, okay? The New World Order is real. The cancer viruses and the vaccines are real. The aluminum dioxide getting sprayed on you is real. This is real. This is real. This is real. This isn't entertainment. It isn't a joke. Okay? You're behind the scenes around here. This isn't a game around here. You understand that? There's a little gallows humor around here, but that's about it. This is real. Now I'm going to shut up and go to Bob Fletcher, his take on the hurricane and the rest of it. But Bob, of course, BobFletcherInvestigations.com is a businessman, investigator, film producer, speaker, and author. He had a multi-million-dollar big company, toy company. The CIA took it over, used it as a front. He didn't even know, understand it. That's how it all started. And then 20 years ago, and he goes down the rabbit hole from there. After years of business, professional career, Bob became involved in U.S. government top secret covert and arms sales without even knowing it. In a simple business merger, Bob merged his toy manufacturing company with a company that imported watches. That company was called Vista USA, Inc. It was a covert operation front, and generals would come in, you name it, for U.S. arms sales and covert mercenary training. Eventually, the owner, Gary Best, attempted to recruit Fletcher into the business of arms sales, and Fletcher refused to become involved. Later, Bob became a witness in the Iran-Contra mess, testified to Congress, folks, and he then became an investigative assistant with several House and Senate investigators. Since then, Bob has been chasing bad guys in the government and producing some of the world's best exposés. Bob reports are viewable all over the world at Bob Fletcher Investigations. And he also got hit with a microwave gun that almost killed him, but we won't get into all that. Bob, we're going to break here in a few minutes. You just heard my rant. But the point is, it's big news in Greece that they're kicking people, journalists, off newspapers and off the web that are exposing police corruption and killings. That's London Guardian. Here, they're starting to shut more and more stuff down. YouTube's shutting stuff down. We're seeing marked increases. Government funding of media is increasing. And it's not even a news issue because the kleptocratic press, the prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them, they are loving it because they can't survive up against us, so they want us to be shut down. Do you have any comments on the fact that people better make hay while the sun's shining because the sun is setting?
Absolutely. Everything that you've been you call it your rant, and you're right on with the rant, that's for sure. Yeah, people don't realize they really do have to appreciate what little time we have left in terms of, when I say we, the patriotic, seriously concerned Americans, because they started out, like I say, 30 years ago when I was involved directly with what they called the militia movement, and as a matter of fact, they jumped on board with that only because of the terminology was something that would shock the bad guys up in Washington to use that word militia. You know, it could have been a, you know, it was called ourselves an informational center or something like that, which is primarily what we were. But we utilized the word militia and shook up the bad guys.
We are the resistance. We're what's left of freedom.
And the closing of the door on the ability for any of us to go anyplace, to be able to have a good talk radio show where you can come out and say the things that these guys don't want us to say, the door is closing, and you're absolutely right.
And then they can run wild once everything's shut down and they're geared up for it. They just haven't taken the full plunge yet, and they want to.
Well, and plus, the ability for I'm gonna call them just the bad guys, the ability for them to paint us as crazies, as lunatics, the big deal when the militia movement got moving so many years ago, you know, people have to recall, at that point in time, there was no computer website set up. You know, we couldn't just jump on a website. That didn't exist. And we actually have to fax people back and forth or use the telephone or the talk radio shows. And they very easily came on board, the bad guys, and instantly just said, these people are crazy. And you know, we were complete lunatics. And the truth was, everybody, with the exception of some small group of maybe 8% or 10%, which is the same percentage of, let's say, wackos that we have in the general public out there, we did have some of those in, got involved with us, obviously, because that's the nature of human beings. We did have some. But there were no criminals. There was no terrorists involved. They labeled me a terrorist. I was a toy manufacturer basically, to use a blunt term, I got screwed by a corrupted government.
Stay there. You were the first guy I ever heard talk about weather modification. Let's break it down, the hurricane, when we get back. Bob Fletcher's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Through tomorrow only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Groove Specials through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've aired a short clip of it. We're going to air the full episode. If you also like to have some fun here at InfoWars.com tomorrow here on the radio / TV. But Alex Jones attacked by zombies. We premiered it here in the first hour. The video is now up at InfoWars.com. Again, you can go to InfoWars.com and see that special report, Alex Jones attacked by zombies. And it's a way to point out what Dr. Nick Begich was talking about to the general public that doesn't care about having their brainwaves manipulated, at the end they actually get some scientific facts that they are being put into a trance state, which is similar to being a mindless zombie or drone. So very important video, Alex Jones attacked by zombies, and we're going to make sure we send that out at twitter.com/realalexjones. Please retweet it. And it is all there, along with some screenshots of the new magazine, this issue, The Secret Life of Zombies, all about television and drugging of the population, how we're being turned into biological androids. Going back to Bob Fletcher. Bob, I learned about Nick Begich probably in about 94. But I remember watching Access Television in high school when I was a senior in 1992 here in Austin, Texas, and seeing people that were getting your news reports and passing them through the Underground Resistance Network, where you were, talking about weather modification and government-sponsored terror, and then you were talking about Waco after that happened a few years later, and then Oklahoma City and that underground news broadcast where people getting the VHS tapes you would do every month, getting them out. It reached millions because people cared to go down to Access and Aaron. And then that helped with the knowledge I already had supercharge me to the point, yourself and many others, to do what we're doing today. So people, don't think because you hand out a copy of the magazine that we sell at cost at InfoWarsStore.com as a modern pamphleteer. You get somebody a subscription. Get the police department a subscription. 12 of them mailed to their door. We have extras, the last issue, too, the first time we sent it out, so you get 13 issues. Talk about a way to wake somebody up, or copies of videos or DVDs. That's the danger of the cloud. Within a few years, there won't be anything physical. Then they can just erase it. They've already done that off Kindle, where they've erased a bunch of books. And then there was protest, and they went back up. But I'm ranting here, Bob. Getting into the hurricane, we've had some meteorologists and folks on saying it looks like it was manipulated. Your take on that?
Now, when I started this, and of course, the big deal was when I took a deep swallow sitting in front of the Senate Intelligence Subcommittee being asked about a multitude of things. Of course, they were trying to make us the militia. There was five of us. I had set that up with Arlen Specter, and which later on he told me he was sorry that he had done it. But and I say sorry because they were unable to accomplish what they wanted to do, and that was to make us all look like a bunch of idiots. But when I sat in front of the Intelligence Committee, I took a big swallow answering the question that was put before me, and that was, it was a Senator Cole from Wisconsin, and he said, in the Associated Press interview with you, Mr. Fletcher, you said that the United States had the capability to modify and control the weather and use it as a weapon. And, of course, the point there was everybody was supposed to laugh at me. And, of course, I just simply said, and I was the first person that came out, I'm going to say out in the general public, because everybody, of course, covered those hearings at that time. And I said, yes, sir. As we have all the documentation on it, and et cetera, et cetera. So we went on from there. But my point is that to this day, 95% of the American people, number one, either do not know about the potential that we do have weather control manipulating abilities, and they wouldn't believe it. I mean, they're still they have that big mask of the national news broadcast over their face. So they don't understand. They still wouldn't believe it to this day. And this is, at today, this is old stuff. They really have it down pat compared to what they were doing back in the 90s, obviously. And they've been working on it and putting tons of money into it. But not only that now, we have our own, I'm going to say the bad guys with the capability of affecting the weather, obviously, here in the United States. And now electronically it's fairly easy to even understand, but I won't get into that today. But the problem is we also have the Russians and Red China. The Russians a long time ago got into it.
Oh, and they're all over the news admitting it, but here they just say it doesn't exist, but then Bill Gates comes out and says he runs it, but it still doesn't exist. Stay there. Long segment coming up and phone calls. Bob Fletcher with us. Just an amazing individual. And we got to get him back for 2 hours soon just to break down all the other stuff. I've interviewed him 4 or 5 times in the last 6 months, and we haven't even skimmed the surface. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Ladies, stop and think how many wrinkle creams you've tried are rated so incredibly high on Amazon.com. Because the last time I checked, there was only one. Esotique by Chamonix. Here's Mrs. Murphy from Boston.
If this could be marketed and sold in a gallon container for all over use, I'd work two jobs to be able to afford it. It truly made an incredible difference in my appearance. I also enjoy how wonderfully moist and youthful my skin looks and feels in the morning. I feel beautiful from the moment I wake up until I go to bed.
Ladies, can you say the same about your wrinkle cream? If you've never experienced the amazing luxury of Esotique, here's a simple offer. Try Esotique for only half price. That's it. Half price introductory offer for new customers only, please. Call 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. That's 800-481-1090.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and again, we couldn't be here without our M&F affiliates, WWCR Global Shortwave, and of course, XM166, our sponsors, and all our other friends out there in the alternative and real media that well, we're on Team Humanity and want humanity to survive and thrive. Bob Fletcher of BobFletcherInvestigations.com is with us. We're going to be taking some calls here. I know people have been holding a lot of you there in the storm-ravaged areas. Kenny, and I want to have Otter finish up because he got cut short. He wanted to talk about transhumanism. But, Bob Fletcher, let me ask you this. Looking at this storm from what you know, you were starting to get into Russia and China, who admit they modify their weather. When Russia had those big storms and fires, people in their Duma came out and said the U.S. and NATO are using weather weapons on us and HAARP systems. Well, they should know they've got them, too. And you've been in this congressional reports. You were congressional advisor. But then I have yuppies occasionally, you know, walk by and say, are the black helicopters going to get me? And I just go, just Google military drill. They have black helicopter drills to acclimate you going on every city. Oh, sure, kooky. And it's just like, oh, I bet a world government's going to get me, too, even as world government's being announced. I mean, don't we have a leg up, though? At least I've found that now. because no matter how much they make fun of us or have the ADL say we're terrorists or Southern Poverty Law Center say we're evil, if you say there's a new world order, well, the governments are announcing a new world order. I can play MSNBC or CNBC or CNN announcing world government and saying, isn't it good we're going to have a dictatorial world government run by six banks who are unaccountable? I'm just saying, isn't it good to be thrown into a wood chipper? Isn't it good to jump out of an airplane without a parachute? I mean, it's so otherworldly until you realize the propaganda is aimed at people in arrested development dream states. So comment on the Russia thing you were getting into, and then overall, where you think the elite are trying to take us?
Well, you know, the problem is that the mindset, the bad guys have been controlling the media so totally profusely, I mean, for years and years, and of course it's getting a tighter and tighter grip, and the electronic media, of course, is fantastic for them. Well, I want everybody to realize something. You know, for every one good bit of honest, sincere information you get from patriots like Alex or myself or any of the rest of us that are out here trying to wake you up to put it out in front of you as it was put out in front of us by someone else, in my case, actually by the bad guys themselves. But the point is that they've so tremendously successfully dumbed down the people that it really is difficult to judge where we are at this point in time. First off, now and coming up very soon, they're simply going to pass sufficient legislation, which actually they already have it, but they're going to be able to just throw the switch off on us. Just punch off the electronic.
Oh, they admit they've already got the internet kill switch. They just want to have cybersecurity passed to have it in law. They admit they'll disappear us. They admit they torture kids in front of their parents. I mean, it's like admitting they're Nosferatu.
Wait, the only thing that they're this is a guess. The only thing they're waiting for is to have a reason, a synthetic reason that they can get the bulk of the American people to believe that it is a good thing that they're going to pull the plug on the media that you and I put out. Once they can come up with whatever scam it's going to be, you know, it's like they did with the old militia movement and everything, where they kept burning, shooting people and blowing up buildings like in Oklahoma and all of that, and pointing the finger at us on those events. The reality being that everybody has to remember, nobody from the militia movement was ever charged with any of this stuff. It was just innuendo, but it worked so well. They sent people out and took photographs of license plates and that kind of stuff to where nobody wanted to come out any longer.
It's pure intimidation. So we give into the intimidation, they win. Here's an example, then we're going to get more into the weather weapons and then a few calls here for patient folks that are sitting there. A month and a half ago, I'm driving to work. There is a 8-rotor drone flying down the highway at 300 feet. I pull over, get video of it, find the operator for the highway department. Got it on video. Rob Dew's sister is hiking on the hike and bike trail. A drone with flashing police lights flies over. She follows it and finds the cops operating it, spying on people. But for some reason was intimidated and didn't videotape it with her cell phone. Okay, but by the way, anybody catches this stuff on tape, you send it to us, we break it, and it's good footage, I'll pay you $500. I mean, I want to show people these things in action. Guess what I saw driving to work yesterday and almost had an automobile accident trying to get it on tape, and I wasn't going to talk about it because I couldn't get it on tape. Guess what I saw?
What was it?
It looked like a Global Hawk white drone, but it had a jet engine, it looked like. Wasn't a Predator with a propeller. It was at about 3,000 to 4,000 feet. I was coming down 360 Capital Texas Highway up to get on Ben White 290, and I start seeing it as I'm going up the hill, and then I get up in the Mixmaster, and by the time I confirm what it is, it's almost above me. So I'm up in the truck with the camera like this, trying to get shots. Cars are almost hitting me. I go, I gotta have this. I pull over. There's no place to pull over. I let cars go around me. I pull over. I see no cars are coming, by the grace of God, at 9:30 in the morning, except for about 500 yards back. I try to get out and just didn't have time and almost got run over. I shouldn't even be admitting I did this. The point is, it was going very slow. My dad was a pilot. I flew a lot. I know. I mean, a Cessna would stall at the, I mean, it, well, not really. A Cessna can go like 50 if the wind's into it. It was not going but 100 miles an hour, okay, max. It was almost like stalling, and I was like, is that a Global Hawk balloon or something? Because it looked like a Global Hawk, but it was barely moving. And then I tried to turn around the highway, but by then it was already over the hills and gone. I mean, that's how crazy this is getting. And we know they've used Predators.
The big thing now, of course, is that a local police all over in every major city within 90 days are going to start. You're going to start seeing these same types of not just observation units, taking pictures and spying on people, because they are now putting them into the police forces. You will be seeing them, but also armed, and how the the same as the drones that were operating out of Los Angeles, California, and killing the people over in the Mideast.
They're using them in North Dakota to arrest ranchers. Yes. I mean that's going on. My point is, if I'm seeing drones every month and a half. I've got a Global Hawk up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but anybody can Google Global Hawk. I mean, it was a Global Hawk, and I know, or some type of other variant. I'm just wondering, what is a Global Hawk doing over Austin? Well, as you know, it came out a few months ago all over the country. They've got them training, targeting people's cars and stuff as training for other countries. Remember when the B-2 dropped a bomb on somebody's house a few years ago?
Right.
A dummy drill bomb. I mean, the point is they're training for war against us.
Oh, well, there's no question about that, and they've been doing it for a long time. They call it what you want, and they train. We brought in other troops in going back many, many years. We bring troops in from other parts of the world, and they utilize that as a good cover. But the bottom line is absolutely when they built entire little communities for training and all that. Because you did some great exposés on that yourself many years ago. Again, this is back when they said we were really crazy. But the big problem is to get the American public to realize that this is happening today, and it's happening on you, against you. And this is now they're admitting it, and the public still won't admit it. I don't understand.
I was about to say this to you. That's what it is. Back when you were exposing urban warfare drills, practicing for the U.S., I had emergency managers on, police chief of San Antonio. They brought a thing of cash in to buy him off.
Great stuff. That report was great, and it was like pulling teeth back then to get people to believe.
Exactly. Back then, the Statesman wrote an article saying I was crazy, but that it was happening, and that's what they do today. Now they say if you don't like the Marines doing a gun confiscation drill in your town and even really pulling real people over, now it's your kooks because you don't like it. Before they have the drill and say it didn't exist, even though it was on the – it's mind control.
Oh, and apparently it's really been working well. I didn't think that we would ever reach a point to where somebody could paint a building black and tell you that it's white and everybody would think it was white. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And up here, as a matter of fact, in Idaho, several years ago, 3-4 years ago, maybe it's even 5 or 6 now at this point in time, myself and a small group filed a lawsuit to stop the expansion and the utilization of a wildlife preserve as a military and police shooting range. They wanted to actually use and move it up to where they could bring in as many as 400 shooters at a time.
Well, I was about to say that that's been confirmed. They use these training centers, private and government, as the first cover, and then they use that as a cover story, just like your toy company, as a black op command base.
Absolutely. And in this case, as of just a couple of weeks ago, this has been going on for 4 or 5 years, we had a great lawyer jumped in on it, helped us out, and it's going to the it's gone already to the Supreme Court of or the Superior Court, whichever it is here, for the state of Idaho. So we successfully shut down the state in utilizing a state animal preserve as a
good. Now let's shift gears briefly, finishing up about Russia and China with their weather weapons, because you got cut off last break. Then I want to go to calls.
Okay, yeah, fine. Well, basically, the bottom line is our own bad guys can carry out these weather manipulations on us to reach the goals of the New World Order. point. It's just going to wipe out that. I mean, we're already at a point zero in terms of production there with the drought. This storm that's taking place today, I watched, and yesterday I was watching, and they said how extraordinarily bizarre it was that we have, quote-unquote, the warm weather, warm water hurricane structure coming into and mixing with a nor'easter, which, of course, is blizzards and snow and freezing weather, and how bizarre it is. And it, what really rang the bell in my mind was that I had discovered many, many years ago that the basics of the weather control and manipulation is warm by heating the water and heating the ionosphere in a given area, triangulation heating that would constitute the warm air rising that they need to direct and control and expand a hurricane-type structure. And that was exactly the words that they used yesterday, the experts saying how bizarre it was that here we had this tropical thing coming up into New Jersey with all the tropical water temperatures and everything, maintaining this 1,000-mile storm and coming in and merging with the snow and ice. I don't know. Obviously, that's another problem we have. It's like almost impossible to ever find out a given day and a given operation for these weather operations. You know, whether it's us or if it's the Russians or it's the Chinese, it's almost impossible. And if we ever get somebody that's one of the guys in there that actually throws the switches for this stuff, the poor guy's going to be blown up before he gets to a microphone to be able to tell us about.
Up at InfoWars.com, this just broke. This is from WashingtonPost.com. It's not even hidden. Melissa Melton has got an article detailing it. United States Department of Commerce, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And Melissa Melton's got an article breaking this down, hidden in plain view, from back in 2008. The Washington Post covered it in 2009. HAMP, not HARP, HAMP, H-A-M-P, Homeland Security's research project on hurricane modification. And there they go, breaking down how they can manipulate hurricanes. I mean, the point is, you know, we're pointing out, hey, they can do this, and there's signs they're doing it. And then we're just supposed to all just go along, you know, with the fact that it doesn't exist. It's like
we're supposed to think that it's a good deal or something. I don't understand it. It's really mind-boggling. You know, one of, if we get a minute or two here, just point something out that was a big milestone for myself in investigating this stuff. Back in 82, there was a fellow named Lowell Ponte. This guy was actually a Pentagon researcher for weather, and he was involved with weather war and weather warfare concepts in 82. And at that time, he actually did an entire press release, a story, where he said that they could create earthquakes. They had the, of course, this later on came out in a lot of other information.
Well, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 1997, and April 18th, I think, or was it 1998, of Army Times gave a press briefing and said, earthquake weapons, seismic weapons, we've got it all, weather weapons.
Right. And again, this fellow, Ponte, who was working directly for the Pentagon, I'm sure he's deceased at this point in time. But he did the whole thing, and he said, hey, we've got the laser capabilities to punch a hole in the ionosphere. We can actually create and manipulate the jet stream. We can alter the direction of storms. We can create them and create earthquakes as well. And this was published back in 1982, in July of 82, in Standard Press and Media. And
just to expand on that, that's like saying, we can jump out in oncoming traffic. You know, we can blow the whole earth up. Let's do it. I mean, these people are just all competing with each other to see who can have the most power. It's like, you know, how many, you know, instead of a hot dog eating contest, it's like a live hand grenade eating contest or something.
Well, and relative to what's going on right today with the storm, with the Sandy, this gigantic, this unbelievable storm. I mean, you know, I was looking at the, because I've done an awful lot of research. I almost fall into the category of being a scientific specialist in the Minnesota.
Oh, it covers like 30-40% of the country now.
Well, it's my bad. It was 1,000 miles yesterday from west, east to west, west to east. The whole thing was 1,000-mile storm. Holy mackerel. All right, but to get back to what it does in terms of politics, we refer to the October surprise. I think it's very difficult to analyze what manner by which somebody could come ahead on this, except President Obama. It would appear that by, number one, it cut down Romney's ability to go any place to expand his platform at all. And number two,
lets Obama look presidential and dominate the news cycle.
That's right. That's right.
Let me show this from the Washington Post here. It's at up at Infowars.com. United States Department of Commerce, DHS, control of hurricanes by the Department of Homeland Security, July 29, 2009, a giant program funded hurricane aerosol and microphysics program. Oh, but we shouldn't think that they would do this, Bob, when it's a freak storm, huh?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Department of Commerce, DHS, Obama ordered hurricane control. He's probably got a joystick running the thing.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream, they are as empty
Welcome back.
My conscience seems to be.
Let's take some phone calls for Bob Fletcher. Otter, and then Kenny. Otter and Mass, you had a point on transhumanism. We'll get Bob Fletcher's take on that. Go ahead, Otter.
Okay. Thank you, Bob, for being there. The last couple of points you made were really dead on the money, saying things that don't often get out. We're frequently in this system of data compression, and that's one of the problems, I think, with getting this message out is the lexicon. People don't know it. They're so busy learning computerese and textese and forgetting American English that they can't communicate anymore, and they get turned off really rapidly. Now, a lot of this, obviously, we know is due to all these different dumbing-down phases, and I always want to get Halliburton in there because I believe
sure,
cracking.
We're almost out of time. What was your point on transhumanism?
Well, it can't come to be because there's no way that they can encapsulate a soul in a physical entity. Anything that's created on this plane, I don't care what they can do with downloading memories, et cetera, and storing them, it'll never come to pass because the human soul cannot be encapsulated.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Otter. I want to get Bob's take on that. This just went up at Infowars.com. It's at Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Cops taser 10-year-old boy for refusing to clean patrol car. And now they taser people that don't answer questions or taser people that don't give urine samples, chained down to hospital beds. I mean, this is just torture, Bob Fletcher.
As long as they're able to, as long as they're able to get away with that, which they can, they seem to get away with it. The police at every level just carrying on outrageous acts on American people. And of course, it goes back to a few years back when we realized that the local police were being informed, educated by bad guys sent in from Washington, explaining that if you stop somebody for speeding, if they quote the Constitution, consider them to be a terrorist. I mean, this was literally part of the educational program just a couple years ago for the local police.
Oh, my gosh. It was a school career day, and the kid didn't clean. He left, a bubble gum wrapper in there, so they tasered the kid. I mean, listen, what about these cases where cops now attack just innocent people? I've seen, wolves will attack a sheep that's injured, and I think it's a predatory instinct with the psychos they're hiring now, where every day we see articles where they attack an old woman who's even done nothing in a wheelchair or an old woman. They shove them down on the street.
They drag them out through the window, throw them down on the street, and kick them and put put their feet down on the head of the person we're talking about, and they're doing it to grandma. I can't believe it. And they seemingly, again, are getting away with it. It upsets me to see it because, it's something that 20, 40, 50 years ago, you would have had the entire community out throwing stones at the police officer for doing something like that.
Well, Bob, it's over the top, though, and it's meant to run the good cops out. He won't be around it. I mean, you see this, and they now go, it's good to taser someone having a seizure if they don't follow your orders.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a person having a seizure. They're unconscious. It's.
Well, yeah, and a good electrical tasing, sure, that's sure going to help the seizure. That's insane. I can't even believe it, but we're watching it. We're watching. Hey, folks are getting away with it.
Hey, Bob Fletcher, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you.
The news, folks, is so over the top, I can't even believe it. And then you see the video of it. Cops beating up old ladies just for fun. I mean, it is just pure demonic possession that is happening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.